Asian Americans are the fastest growing ethnic group in the United States, but few colleges and universities offer Asian American studies programs. Most that do are public universities on the West Coast. But there's a national movement to change that at institutions including Williams College in Massachusetts, where Tyler Tsai is a junior. He's the son of Taiwanese and Korean immigrants.
We can't really think of American history without understanding the vital contributions of Asian Americans to American history experience as a whole. And I think that having that legitimization of the Asian American experience on an institutional level is very important for guiding how we interact with each other as students, as people, on a daily basis.
Tyler is one of a growing number of students and faculty at Williams College, along with colleges and universities across the country, that's urging administrators to create Asian American studies programs. Kirk Carapeza is the managing editor of our partner WGBH's Higher Education Desk, and he's been reporting this story and speaking to Williams students. And Paul Watanabe also joined us. He's a professor of political science and director of the Institute for Asian American Studies at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. I asked Paul, why aren't there more Asian American studies programs to begin with?
Asian Americans have been in the country, but to a considerable extent, I don't think they've been perceived of the country. The effort by Asian Americans beginning in the 60s and continuing, as you've noted, to this day, to try to get the systematic study and appreciation and understanding of that experience and of that history has been an ongoing struggle. But it's a struggle that's important today when you think of Asian Americans as the fastest growing population within the United States. The largest number of immigrants to the United States are now coming from Asia. And soon this population will be the largest immigrant population of all within the United States within a few decades. This is an experience that's been often marginalized and on the periphery. Asian Americans center it in terms of the debates that are taking place within this country historically and right to the minute. You talk about globalization, you talk about immigration, you talk about race relations. Asian Americans should be a part of those conversations and be a lens on which we discuss these larger issues of the moment.
And why do you think, I mean, outside of there being few Asian American studies programs in the United States, why do we as a country have so much trouble including the stories of Asian Americans into our history, just collectively?
Well, I think part of it is the complexity within this population. If you think about it, Asian Americans are probably the most diverse population. People talk to me, they mention Asian culture, even sometimes talk about Asian language. Well, what's Asian culture and Asian language? We think, for example, here in Massachusetts, we have nearly 20 different Asian subgroups that represent more than 1,000 people within the Commonwealth of Massachusetts alone, with diverse histories, diverse languages, diverse circumstances. We've often been pictured as though we were racialized as sort of in the extremes, either as perpetual foreigners, never really a part of the American experience, or as model minorities, therefore not deserving of attention or not faced with problems. Both of those characterizations make it difficult for people to grasp the reality of Asian Americans, the complexity, and even the longevity of it. While the population has grown, as I pointed out, steadily, particularly since the 1960s, the fact is Asian Americans have been on our shores for nearly 200 years.
Kirk, I'm curious about whether or how Asian and Asian American students feel about what's happening on the Williams campus and whether the administration has been responsive to their demands.
The students I spoke with feel like they've been ignored for too long. Some students pointed to documentation that shows they've been demanding this for nearly 30 years, and the administrators just kind of wait them out until they graduate. But they're taking a different approach. They're pointing out that Asians and Asian Americans now make up about 17% of the student population, but Williams faculty is only 10% Asian or Asian American. And some Asian American students told me that they often feel socially and academically marginalized on campus. So that's why they're pushing the college to hire more social scientists who specialize in Asian American studies, people like Paul Watanabe.
And Kirk, you also spoke to the dean of faculty, right?
Yes. So far, the dean has met with students, and she says that they hear their concerns, but won't commit to creating an Asian American studies program at this point. Dean of faculty Lee Park, who is Korean American, told me that creating one of these programs is really complicated.
We're a small institution, and so we have to weigh different kinds of considerations when we think about starting up a new program. There are lots of different curricular areas that we don't currently offer at Williams that might be interesting to students. So Asian American Studies isn't the only curricular area that there might be interest from students or from faculty in developing.
And Tanzina, we should point out that Williams does offer Black and Latino studies programs. And while students want the college to diversify its faculty by hiring more Asian American specialists, administrators say the college can't do that because that would be carrying out race-based hiring for a certain group.
Paul, your thoughts on that?
Well, to me, it's the current struggles are representative of the consistent struggles there's been to create Asian American studies and other ethnic and racial studies programs beginning in the 1960s with civil rights struggles. It's a continuing battle to establish these programs in the beginning. It's a continuing battle today to establish them as well. But for me, the critical point is that these programs are going to face resistance from administrations, from those who argue that it's not a identifiable discipline. This is the constant thing that you hear. But to me, the expansion of these programs speaks to what the student said at the very beginning. You're talking about an experience that is central not only to these Asian Americans, not only to a growing portion of the population, which numbers about 20 million now within the United States and is growing fast, but it speaks to the experience of the Americans as a whole. The fact is that you can't talk about immigration with talking about the Chinese Exclusion Acts of 1882. How do we talk about World War II without talking about what's going on the domestic side with people like my parents who are placed in concentration camps for being Japanese Americans during World War II? And how do we talk about the so-called War on Terror and the aftermath of 9/11 without talking about the impact that it has on South Asians and others and the violence that's been visited upon them? These are central debates to Asian Americans, but they're central debates to Americans as a whole as well. And it seems to me that that becomes the basis upon which you argue whether something is critical. But as the Asian American population spreads, as it's starting to outside of the West Coast base, where most of the programs are developed, we're seeing them in the South now, we're seeing them in the Northeast, we're seeing them in the Midwest. And as they grow, particularly at public institutions, they're the ones that are more responsive to the needs of the particular, not only the students that they bring in, but the populations from which they come from. And I think those pressures and those institutions will lead to, as it has, to a spread, a gradual, slow, but steady expansion of Asian American studies programs in this country. And I hope it's a pressure, it's a movement, it's an effort that can prove irresistible and wise for people to follow.
Paul Watanabe is a professor of political science and director of the Institute for Asian American Studies at UMass Boston, and Kirk Carapeza is managing editor of the Higher Education Desk for our partner, WGBH. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.